Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLean. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLean. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Northrup fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Northrup. Oliva scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. Hall moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro juggles the ball. That's an error on Castro. Wirt scores. Lump moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Lump scores. Cash moves to third. Horton moves to second. One out. It's Twins, 2, Tigers, 2. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing first base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump is hit by the pitch. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jerry Fosnow now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Twins, 5, Tigers, 5. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jerry Foes now is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foes now strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foes now fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Horton strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton throws the ball into McAuliffe, who relays the ball to Lump, who tags Allison trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro juggles the ball. That's an error on Castro. Thomas moves to second. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Lump reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Tigers. Al Worthington now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Lump tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Al Worthington. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-4 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.